Kovacic is Associate Professor of English, Director of Creative Writing at IUPUI, and the recipient of many awards, including a Fulbright research grant to Poland. Today I'm reading Kovacic's poems drawn from her book Metropolis Burning. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am Jenny Kander. During the sorties over Baghdad, a woman works with lace panels, under and under again. That is the beauty of French seams, first to flatten with steam, back and forth, then to stitch the unwavering rows, the perfect parallels, all measures metric, all precise, to pinpoint the trajectory, to plant the staccato thread under and under. This is the music of a thousand nights. Curtains scattered with trellises and roses, scalloped along the valance and edges. Curtains fit for a window without floor. 8 glass polygons corked, soldered, fringed with a January frost, overlooking a city that has never been bombed. Cleveland, 1991. Liquid syntax. Before labour or shame or the beloved's kiss, the wish to postpone arrival, the desire to be lost, begins in a wild box of crayons when the child writes R-A-I-N in her drugstore calendar, and out the window real silver is falling, and the word on the page is more than the hinge and hook of pressure on wax, the letters shooting open like parasols or maples in slow motion, the calendar pages, March, April, May, dissolving into a city the child has not yet seen, but she can smell its wet wool, its boulevard of neon and chocolate, the hexagons of sidewalk that invite her in. And though her mother is cooking veal pocket and green beans, maraschino tapioca for dessert, the child has booked a room for the evening in the letter R, where from its window she watches the bracelet of light sway along the river. And beneath her sloping ceiling, beneath the roof of staccato rain, she undresses whole sentences like paper dolls, or the sheet music for vulgar boatmen, each letter like a piano key which is not pure sound, not the world, but a button she can press to make the world appear, turning tang into tango, rig into rigor. And though she can't foresee it out of a tunnel of reverses, she will aim for the dazzle of what her English will allow. Its boroughs now her boroughs, with their intricate streets, its river the one she will fish in, beads of rain lighting the way overhead. Return to the mother tongue after a month of Polish. I'm back in my language, beyond the gilt decal of the king-size dictionary, past may I and please. I've cast off the silk muzzle of sibilance, stopped rationing words like rosary beads or martyring myself on unforgiving verbs. I'm through with ankle-length dresses, averted eyes. I'm back to demanding, my tongue a burr instead of a velvet-tipped begonia. I'm back to bitchiness and bravado, no sin or syntax too abstruse. So what if I belch adjectives or spill nouns down the front of my dress? I'm back to shooting straight, cutting up, letting prepositions fizz up over my glass to be savoured by my naked tongue. I'm back in English, language that could never keep a budget, language with a straining waistband, lover of karaoke, maracas and borscht. I'm back in Chicago, hallelujah. Now I will talk you under the table. Now I will decide how long and how hard. Karen Kovacic has been today's Poet of Choice on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.